¿Qué pasó, amigos? Yo soy Señor Cerro, and this is the Psycho Jello Show. I am your host, Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Latino Celebration Month show. This week, from Staten Island, New York, Joan Baez. This Psycho Jello show is sponsored by Music Go Round in Burnsville, 55337. Opening our show from October of 1960, John Riley. I first learned about that song from the Byrds, and I saw an interview with Roger McGuinn where he said they learned a lot of Joan Baez and Judy Collins songs. So I looked into those two artists, and I found a record with John Riley on it by Joan Baez. In October of 2000, Joan was playing the O'Shaughnessy in St. Paul, so I went down to see her. At the merchandise table was her manager, Jim. I said, "Does she ever sign?" And he said, "Good God, no, she would be mobbed." "Why?" And he looked down, and he says, "What do you got there, a record?" And I said, "Yeah." I pulled out my Joan Baez record, and he says, "Oh my gosh, that's an early one." He says, "Listen, go down that hallway, go through that door, and out there is the bus, and she'll be there." I said, "I know exactly where that is." So I walked down the hall, went out the door, and there was the tour bus. And standing in the front was Joan Baez looking out over the parking lot. So I waved to her. She waved back and disappeared, and I thought, what the heck? She came back out, opened the bus door. The reason she had disappeared is she put her coat on. And she says, hi, how are you? I said, fine. She goes, what can I do for you? And I said, well, I have a couple things for you to sign. And she goes, okay, no problem. So she signed my CD and she signed my record. And I said, I just wanted to tell you a little story. I named my bird John Riley after this song that you sang on this album. She goes, how nice. And I said, well, at the risk of making you sound like a lounge act, do you ever play this song? I was talking to your manager, Jim, and he said you played it a few years ago. And she goes, wow, that's an old one. She goes, well, it was nice to meet you. And she closes the bus door, and I go back inside. And she came out. She did the first half of her show, and she took a break. Comes back 20 minutes later, and she said, I met a young man in the hallway who reminded me I was a folk singer before I was a protest singer. And he asked me about this song. So I sure hope he's in the audience tonight, because this one is for him. And she played John Riley. After the show, I walked by the merch table, and Jim said, did you hear it? Were you here? Did you hear it? I said, yes. He goes, she played John Riley for you. I said, I know, that's fabulous. So, in March of 2003, Roger McGuinn was opening for Joan Baez, and I went down to the show. I walked past the merch table, and Jim yells over to me, St. Paul! St. Paul! And I said, yeah, I'm from St. Paul. And he goes, no, you are St. Paul. The last time we were here, Joan played John Riley for you, and that's the last time she's done that for anybody. You are a legend in the Joan Baez world. And I said, oh, no kidding. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, I hope you know how lucky you are. And I said, yeah, I think I do. So right now, another one that the Byrds covered from September of 1961. This was the B-side to Banks of the Ohio. This is Old Blue.
And his name was Blue. Bet you $5 he's a good one too. Here, Blue, you could dog you. Gun and I tooted my horn, gonna find a possum in the new brown corn. Old Blue barked and I went to see, cornered a possum up in a tree. Come on, Blue, you good dog. Died and he died so hard, shook the ground in my backyard. Dug him a grave with a silver spade, load him down with links of chain. Every link I did call his name. He even though my mind is hazy and my thoughts they might be narrow. Where you've been, don't bother me or bring me down in sorrow. It don't even matter who you're waking with tomorrow. Daddy, you're just on my mind. I am not asking you to say words like yes or no, please understand me. I'm not calling for you to go. I'm just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know that daddy been on my mind. When you wake up in the morning, baby, look inside your mirror. Oh, you know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be near. I'd just be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who's had you on her mind. As someone who has had you on her mind.
And that last one was dedicated to my little man, Oblion. It was the B-side of All Over Now, Baby Blue from October of 1965. Daddy, you have been on my mind. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios here in St. Paul, Minnesota since 2018. She was born Joan Chandos Baez on the 9th of January, 1941, in Staten Island, New York. Her grandfather was from Mexico, and her mother was from Edinburgh, Scotland. She also had a sister in the entertainment business, Mimi Farina. This next song I learned about from my Uncle Jeff. It was written by her brother-in-law, Richard Farina. From August of 1967, this is Children of Darkness.
And fires burn confusion I have need for your company. My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true, like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers Valentine's can't buy her. In dime stores and bus stations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success. Crumble into one another. My love winks, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. The bridge at midnight trembles. The country doctor rambles. Banker's nieces seek perfection, expecting all that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night blows cold and rainy. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
And that one was dedicated to me, Mr. Zero, from December of 1968. The B-side to Love is Just a Four-Letter Word, written by Bob Dylan. That song was Love Minus Zero. In her career, she has released 44 LPs, 4 EPs, 6 VHS and DVD concert videos, 35 singles with 8 songs on the Billboard charts, including Let It Be, Blue Sky, and There But For Fortune. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Be sure and check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. And if you want to learn more about the artists we cover on our show, go to RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zero's. This next song I learned about from Michael Nesmith, who played it in concert in 1992. This is from January of 1970, Long Black Veil. Somewhere else, then you won't have to die.
Gray-suited grafters, a choice of cancer or polio.
And that was from July of 1971, Salt of the Earth. Yes, a Rolling Stones cover because we just lost Charlie Watts. The Psycho Jello Show is brought to you by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too, since 2009, where nerd is the word. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Now, this next song was from the film Silent Running, released on Decca Records single in March of 1972. One of my favorite songs of all time, Rejoice in the Sun.
Fields of children running wild in the sun. Sun. Do Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. Heading straight for a fall. As I remember, your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. Diamonds and rust. Will you burst on the scene already? Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out white clouds mingles and hangs. Another word for it. You were so good with words and at keeping things vague. Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid.
And that one I learned about from Judas Priest. That's right. That was the number 35 hit from April of 1975, Diamonds and Rust. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. Taking us out from July of 1979, Let Your Love Flow.
When that love light shines all around us, so let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can't hide, and then go stealing through the moonlit night.
I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on Joan Baez. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.
Who's gonna have my video games? Where do I find my records? Who's gonna have my DVDs and my old school figurines? Mr. Zero has it all. Lexington and Larpinder Strip Mall. That's 55113. Mr. Zero and me. 10th anniversary. Nerd's the word.